Blog Talk Radio.
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you. Time is gonna be hard and slow for the rest of my life. Gonna be thinking about you. Yes, I am. Time came when you had to go. I'll miss you, my buddy. I'll miss you, my friend. In your finest hour, I was there with you. And without you, things won't be the same. But there's a higher power that we answer to. And you heard him calling your name. Really gonna miss you. Everything about you, your smiling face. Yes. I know you want us all to be strong. Really gonna miss you. I know you've gone to that magic place. Singing you a brand new song. I'll miss you, my buddy. I'll miss you, my friend. I promise my love for you. My friend, I promise my love for you will never end. Really gonna miss you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. And tonight I'm doing a special show dedicated to two great entertainers that died. One died Wednesday, which was Chuck Brown, and Donna Summers died yesterday from cancer. So my show is dedicated to them. If you would like to call in and share some stories, perhaps you met them in person or had a personal conversation with them, or just like to share something about them, feel free to call, and that number is 646-652-2877. And I'm going to play this song to open it up, and I guess I'm not going to play that song. I lost my place here. But I'm going to play this song to open everything up. Chuck Brown. Box Fight.
Everybody dressed up looking good. Grab my shades so the sun don't blind me, no. Nothing like summertime in the hood. Let's have a block party. Get on up, ain't got nothing else to do. Let's have a barbecue. Grab your phone, everybody go call the crew. Let's have a block party. As long as the beat don't break and the wine keep popping, we're gonna keep popping.
That's Chuck Brown, Block Party. And boy, when that song played, they had block parties and people come from miles around to participate in these block parties. I'm going to read a little bit of bio about Chuck Brown. Chuck Brown was born August 22nd, 1936. He's from Gaston, North Carolina. Chuck Brown is an undisputed soul founder and creator of go-go music, a hypnotical, danceable genre deeply rooted in funk and soul that he developed in the early 70s, foreshadowing rap and many of the major popular R&B styles of the past three decades. Chuck's signature style earned him a place in American musical royalty. This esteem was maintained by the reputation of his legendary live shows, heavy on audience participation and built around the beat, to create an unparalleled nonstop partying atmosphere. Brown scored his first scored hits like We the People and Blow Your Whistle, sampling E's 2007 smash Tambourine in the early 70s, followed by the first number one national hit, Bustin' Loose, on MCA, sourced in 1978. Used by Nelly in 2002 in his number one smash, Hot in Here. Chuck Brown scored again in the early 80s with the Billboard charting We Need Some Money, followed by the massive worldwide cult masterpiece Go-Go Swing, making Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers a force to be reckoned with in innovative American music. In the 90s, after a string of popular live recordings, Chuck teamed up with Eva Cassidy on what was her debut release, a critically acclaimed album of jazz and blues duet entitled The Other Side. In the current decade, Your Game, live at the 930 Club, was voted as one of the top 10 albums of 2001 by Billboard's R&B editor, rapper Chuck D, and others. A live DVD came next, called quite possibly the greatest live concert video DVD I have ever seen, by Murder Dog Magazine. Chuck Brown teamed up with multi-platinum producer Chucky Thomas, Mary J. Blige, Nas, Faith Evans, Biggie's, etc., to put together his first new studio album of original material since Bustin' Loose. The album was released on April 24, 2007, to critical acclaim, debuting in Billboard as the number one independent CD and the number two R&B CD and the number 37 on the top 200. The album's first single, Block Party, landed in the top 20 on the Urban AC chart. The music video to the second single, The Party Roll, includes a comedic, dramatic intro with a George Bush lookalike and cameos in the music portion by George Clinton, Maya, Raheem Devon, Anwar Glover of HBO's The Wire, and formerly D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. Chuck just returned from a tour of Japan in February 2008. Check out Chuck's lead vocal on the new Diary Corporation track, The Numbers Game. Video due out soon. Catch Chuck on an upcoming episode of The Gospel of Music and Jeff Majors and the BET's Lyric Cafe. Well, I don't know if that's already occurred or not, but if it hasn't, please check it out. Chuck lived in the metropolitan area. I don't know exactly where, if it was Maryland, Virginia, or D.C., but he did live in this area. I don't know how long he lived here, but he is a transplant from Gaskin, North Carolina. And we're going to get into this next song by Chuck, Bustin' Loose. Bustin' loose.
Moolah.
Okay, that was Nation. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, I forget the name. No, the name of that song was Love Nation. Before that, we heard We Need Some Money. He wrote that song, We Need Some Money, in 15 minutes because he said he was broke and he needed some money. So I'm quite sure after he wrote that, because that was like a hit, that he did get paid. Chuck Brown, when he did his concerts, he always sold out. He had a lot of fans, young, old, you know, just everybody loved Chuck. And here's a song that I really, my daughter had bought me the CD on account of this song that I really liked by Chuck. Here we go.
Change my ways, too good at getting away with all them games I played. Smooth walker, slick talker, anything I did. Get out of a jam quicker than MacGyver, you did. Yeah, I think I'm sprung now. I seen a dude uptown who makes me want to settle down and have his fun now. He might be the one now. I can't explain it myself. I let my daddy Chuck Brown give you the rundown.
I was driving in my car one day. I saw a sexy lady walk my way. A banging body and a pretty face. So I whispered in her ear and said, I really love your style and your dress to fly, yo. I love to see your pretty face in my show. I've been around the world from London to Chicago, but I ain't never met a girl like you. Shorty took a look into my eyes. I said she heard I was a crazy guy. A hit and run to Georgie Porgy type. You like to kiss the girls and make them cry. I told her don't believe the hype, cause I'm cool. Enough about me, let's talk about you. I want to get to know you and make you my boo. It's all on you, baby. And she said,
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
She said,
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
And he said,
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
They said,
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
He said,
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
That ain't true.
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
I love all of you.
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
You know I do.
Chuck, baby, don't give up. Oh, I shoot a couple of jokes. He laughing, he giggling. Tell by the look in his eyes, he know I'm feeling him. Throw a couple of hints, he act like he can't hear. I say, I'm going to lunch, won't you meet me there? I swear, you will think he on the store in G-Town. He driving a hard bargain while I'm trying to talk him down. Man, you ready or not, I could bring a car around. If not, then let me know so I can go and shop around.
So I asked her if she had a man. She didn't answer, so I asked again. And baby, I ain't trying to force your hand. Baby, I'm just trying to understand why you try to play so hard to get. And my name ain't no Romeo, and you ain't Juliet. She said,
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
He said,
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
They said,
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
You said,
Chuck, baby, don't give up.
Yes, I
he doing in here? The policeman is on the Primus season. And what is he doing in here? I said the policeman is on the Primus season. What is he doing in here? The policeman is on the Primus season. What is he doing?
Okay, I'm going to slow it down a little bit with Chuck Brown. If anybody would like to call in and have anything to say, or any memories or any stories you'd like to share about Chuck Brown or Donna Summers, Donna Summers is going to come up in the second half of the show, and we're going to show slow it down with Chuck Brown right now.
Blues, y'all.
Alrighty then. That's Chuck Brown, Every Day I Have the Blues, and before that, Run Joe. And the song that I said that my daughter had, I caused my daughter to buy me the CD, was Chuck Baby. And a young lady rapping on that with him as his daughter. So I know that she dearly misses her father, you know, as much as some of us do. My mom used to listen to Chuck Brown. My daughter told me that yesterday. I didn't know, but Chuck Brown, he sang jazz, the blues, spirituals. He did it all, and he came up with the go-go beat, so a lot of people gravitated to him, you know, young, old, once he got into the go-go scene. But he truly will be missed. And I see my co-host is on the line. I'm going to bring her in, even though she didn't have her hand up. And see if she wants to say anything about Chuck or Donna Summers. Hi, Rhea. Rhea? She must have a mute button on. Anyway, we're going to get into Donna Summers, like I promised, the second part of the show. And I'll come back and read a little bio on her as well.
Don't it kind of strike you sad when you hear a song?
That's Donna Summers. My goodness, that's not the song. I'm sorry, On the Radio. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. I'm drawing all these blanks, but that was Donna Summers. And I'm going to read a little of her bio as well. Donna Summers' title as the Queen of Disco wasn't mere hype. She was one of the very few disco performers to enjoy a measure of career longevity, and her constant chart success was rivaled in the disco world only by the Bee Gees. Summer was certainly a talented vocalist, trained as a powerful gospel belter, but then again, so were many of her contemporaries. Of major importance in setting Summer apart were her songwriting abilities and her choice of talented collaborators and producers, songwriters. Jagero Moraldo and Pete Belanto, which resulted in a steady supply of high-quality and often high-concept material. But what was more, few vocalists could match the sultry, unfiltered eroticism Summer brought to many of her best recordings, which seemed to embody the spirit of the disco era perfectly. The total package made Summer the ultimate disco diva, one of the few whose star power was even brighter than the music. Summer was born LaDonna Andrea Gaines on December 31, 1948, and grew up in Boston's Mission Hill section. Part of a religious family, she first sang in a church gospel choir, and as a teenager performed with a rock group called The Crow. After high school, she moved to New York to sing and act in stage productions, and soon landed a role in a German production of Hair. She moved to Europe around 1968 to 69 and spent a year in the German cast, after which she became part of the Hair Company in Vienna. She joined the Vietnamese folk opera and later returned to Germany, where she settled in Munich and met and married Hamlet Summer, adopting an anglicized version of his last name. Summer performed in various stage musicals and worked as a studio vocalist in Munich, recording demos and background vocals. Her first solo recording was 1971's Sally Go Round the Roses, but success would not come until 1974, when she met producer-songwriters Jagero Moraldo and Pete Bellart while working on a Three Dog Night record. The three teamed up for the single The Hostage, which became a hit around Western Europe, and Summer released her first album, Lady of the Night, in Europe only. In 1975, the trio recorded Love to Love You, Baby, a disco-style reimagining of Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin's lush, heavy, breathing octaves. I don't know, I can't speak this German or whatever it is. Powered by Summer's graphic moans, Love to Love You, Baby became a massive hit in Europe and drew the attention of Casablanca Records, which put the track out in America. It climbed to the number two on the singles chart and became a dance club sensation, which Moraldo remixed the track into 17-minute sidelong epic on the LP of the same name. In the wake of Love to Love You, Baby albums, and opposed to just singles, became an important forum for Summer and her producers. The 1976 follow-up, Love Trilogy, contained another single-long suit in the Try Me, I Know We Can Make It Work, and demonstrated Moraldo and Belter's growing sophistication as arrangers with its lush, sweeping strings. Four Seasons of Love, released later in the year, was a concept album with one track dedicated to each season. And 1977's I Remember Yesterday featured a variety of genre exercises. Despite the album title, it produced the most forward-looking single in Summer and Moraldo's catalog. So with that being said, we're going to play the song that really put her on the map, Love to Love You, Baby.
Baby, I love you, baby. Yeah.
to make you lose a couple of pounds. That's The Last Dance by Donna Summers, and before that, Love to Love You Baby, and On the Radio. And I understand that she was working on an album before her untimely death, and she was keeping her illness under wraps. You know, that's kind of sad, but at least she did bless us with a lot of good songs, a lot of good music, a lot of good concerts, and, you know, meeting and greeting people. So she's gone, and she's no longer suffering, and she left her legacy, her music. I don't know if she had any children or not, but she did leave something behind that we all can enjoy, and that's her music. Smaller Lights, think my co-host had her hand up. Rhea?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. I just want to add to something, well, not something, but what you said when you read Donna Summer's biography, bio rather. She does have children, and the only thing I know of are daughters, but her youngest daughter, I believe it was the one that played Junior's wife on My Wife and Kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I heard of her, and it's almost like I believe she had, quote unquote, like, let's say, two sets of daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So she had, I think she had two, I think it was two or one, when she left here, and they were, like, almost grown. And then she had two more from her husband names that she got the summers from. And I know of those two more so than the other two because I think both of them are actresses, but I do know that the youngest one was the one that played Junior's wife on My Wife and Kids.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that information because I didn't know, you know, that whether she had any children or not, you know, from the bios that I read, and I really didn't know otherwise, you know, whether she had children. Because
really
sometimes you...
Her personal... I think she really worked hard at keeping her personal separate from her professional.
Right.
When the rumors were about that she was a male and had a sex change and all that kind of stuff, that was when I learned about her daughters. And I guess they released that to say a man can't have kids.
Wow, I've never heard that rumor.
You didn't? Oh,
no,
that was
heard that.
That was really big here for a very long time. They were saying that she was actually a transvestite. And I think a lot of it had to do with just like Cher, a lot of her audience were gay men.
Right.
They flocked to Donna Summers. And I think that's when it kind of started because she was a very tall woman. And it actually surfaced again, believe it or not, when Wendy Williams came on the scene really hard because they used to try to say the same thing about her.
They still do say the same thing about Wendy Williams.
It started again because I never cared for her when she was on the radio in New York, and so I never followed her. And then one day, somebody on one of our black radio stations was talking about it. I think it was somebody on V103. And Donna Summers' name came up. It probably was Herb Kent. And Donna Summers' name came up. And he told them that he knew for a fact that that was a woman. He knows, and he knows, you know, her family. And, you know, he said, now, that other one y'all talking about, I don't know nothing about.
I'm a Wendy Williams.
Exactly. And I died laughing. And so I went and actually looked her up and, well, her show, watched her show, because I wanted to see what everybody was talking about and why would they accuse her of that. And all I could say was, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's questionable, but I think she is a female, but you know it's questionable because she's so big in her hands and her feet, and you know she's just abnormally big for a woman, you know, and I guess that's why people are, you know, saying that she's transsexual or whatever. But I think that she is a woman. I should hope so, because she does have a son. But that's not to say that she couldn't have adopted him or whatever. But you know, only she knows and God knows and her husband. So her husband might not even know, but.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt your music too much. But when you said that part, I said, ooh, I could add a little bit of fact to that. And I only learned recently that, I mean, I had heard of her daughters. Like I said, when that whole controversy started about her supposedly being a man or whatever, sex change, whatever the case was, that's when it came out that I even first heard about her daughter. And then she was trying to reemerge into the music world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Entertainment Tonight. She did an interview on there, and
mm-hmm.
she actually talked about how rumors and things people say, even though you can get past it, it hurts your family. And she
mm-hmm.
mentioned that it hurted her kids. And
wow.
she wasn't going to any, you know, other further detail in regard to it, but I think she tried to keep them, like I said, out of the spotlight.
Right. Wow. Well, you know, you just like you said, she had those gay followers. A lot of the, because Patti LaBelle, she had a lot of gay followers.
Yes, she does.
A lot of male gay followers. And Madonna, sure. Donna Summer. You know, a lot of them have those. And I think it has a lot to do with the music.
Exactly.
More so with them personally, because, you know, gay people, they're happy and they like to jump around. And, you know, so that music is really, I think, is what the attraction is. And then the fact that they're good performers as well, you know.
Exactly.
So I don't think they was looking at them as being gay performers or anything like that, but just they like the music and the fact that they're good performers, you
and
know.
And then, too, they majority of them, the ones you named, they did the over the top dress up.
Yeah.
And so it kind of fit in that mold. And a lady told me a long time ago that every woman needs a gay friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could dress the hell out of her.
Oh yeah.
So you know, it kind of goes in line with what they did. And,
mm-hmm.
and the way they dressed and that whole,
right.
you know, so you're absolutely correct.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to play a few more songs and then we're going to close the show down, because this was just like a special that I did, because, you know, and that was just so sudden, back to back. Did you know Chuck Brown?
You know what? I didn't know him. I learned of him. Okay, let me just say this. I did know of, I think, two of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know of him pretty much at all until this is 2012. It was actually, I think, 2009. It could have been 2008
mm-hmm.
when he was,
right.
they were talking about the father of Go-Go.
Right.
And I started hearing more about him. Now, I know he's from your area. And so
right.
I started listening, and then two of the songs that they played, I'm like, oh, so that's the thing that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I knew the songs, but I didn't know him.
Right. My daughter had told me yesterday that my mom used to listen to him. And I said, what was mom doing? Because he sang jazz, R&B, spirituals. You know, he did the whole gamut. Then he came up with this go-go thing, which attracted a larger crowd of people, young and old, you know, was into this go-go. So, and he's from Gaskin, North Carolina. Is it Gaskin, North Carolina? Yeah, he's from Gaskin, North Carolina, but he's been here in the DMV for, you know, a number of years. He's lived here. And I don't know how many children he has, but I do know of one daughter, the daughter who sings with him on that song, Chuck Baby. So I don't know, you know, how many other kids he has, but he was definitely loved here. They had a little memorial for him the same day, that the next day that he had died. And my daughter had went, she said, everybody, it was like a great big, it was like everybody was just out there playing his songs in their car. And, you know, it was just like a great big reunion for everybody. But, you know, he's definitely going to be missed, I know, by the go-go crowd and, you know, everybody who cared for him and loved him. And I was some songs that I liked as well, you know, so don't count me out. But we're going to play these songs and close the show out shortly.
Tonight we're gonna make it.
Okay, that's Funky Town. I guess that was Donna Summers. That's what the label said, Donna Summers. And before that, I'm So Excited. The Pointer Sisters sang that as well. So that was Donna Summers on the I'm So Excited. And this is the end of the show. We have 2 minutes left in the show. Reed, you have any closing remarks? I guess she has her mute button on. Anyway, thank you everybody for coming out tonight and spending time with me and my co-hosts and listening to Chuck Brown and Donna Summers, two of our great entertainers that passed away a day apart. And, you know, we're going to lift their families up in prayer. And hopefully no one else goes, because you know I said it comes in threes, but we're not even going to look that way. Everybody have a beautiful weekend. Love you guys. Take care. Good night.
You so as well.
Okay, good night, Rhea.
Good
Love
night.
Love you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Remember, tomorrow's not promised to anybody. Tell the people you love you today. Good night, everybody.
Good night.